Hello, this is Scott.
Oh, hi, Scott. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Scott, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing integrity cleaning on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, like, let's do pressure washing near me, for example, there's the map of the service area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results on Google, right? Almost every business that provides that service in the area is on Google somewhere. But on that first page, there's a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is we had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program integrity cleaning in to appear there, they block out that space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offers the same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be an option for people at that moment that you're – the moment that they're ready, you'll be there to catch them. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, absolutely. I have done a little bit with, like, Angie's – no, it used to be Angie's List. Now it's Angie's Lead.
Angie's? Okay, and, yeah, familiar. Yeah. Yeah, we work with a lot of their clients, too. How do you like them?
I like them. They're doing a fantastic job. My issue is that what we do is a little bit niche, and it's hard to convey precisely what we do. Well, I don't think it is, but apparently when people are Googling, they misunderstand. And so it would be something that I'm interested in, but I would want to be laser targeted on our market. For instance, one of the many things that Integrity Cleaning offers is tile and grout cleaning. I can't tell you how many leads I've paid for tile and grout repair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I'm not interested in laying tile or fixing it. I just want to go in there and clean it.
Right. Okay. Understood.
So the other thing is, since I'm griping, we and it's no one's fault, but it's just the way our business is structured. The lion's share of our cleaning is done in uninhabited dwellings. So yes, we do residential, but we do mostly residential rental when people have moved out.
Moved in, move out. Okay. Got it.
Yep. Move in, move out, and get readies. And we do exterior pressure washing, but we're not really the 10 feet in front of the gas station door guys. We're 80 feet, you know, four stories in the air, exterior apartment complexes.
Okay.
You see?
Uh-huh.
And so what we tend to find is somebody goes pressure washing, and they're like, look, I got this stain on my carport, and you know. Like, dude, okay, you need to call someone else. I would never say this to anybody, but, you know, my typical pressure wash job starts at, like, $10,000, and people aren't going to want that for their garage, you know?
Right, okay, so, I understand that, too. Okay, so that's more of a for commercial buildings, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I understand all of this. And so is it, how long have you been in business in the area there?
14 years.
14? Okay. Yes. Is it just you? So I spoke with your office manager already. She gave me your number. Is it just, I mean, is it just, not just you, you have a crew as well?
Yes.
Or you do? Okay.
Yes. Yes. And, so, and the crew is kind of highly specialized as well. For instance, we have, gosh, Stacy would know, I think 8 females who do a lot of the, and forgive me for being so sexist, but I'm just going to say it, that females tend to do most of the apartment
cleanups
and that sort of thing, and they, you know, they're just better at it than my guys. And then I have 6 guys who handle heavier stuff. And then we have a couple of contractors that we subcontract with who do everything from, you know, painting to electrical repair and anything that you would need to rent out your property. You know, you give us the key to your rental home and we make it ready for your next rental client. And the idea being they feel like they're the first person to ever inhabit it.
Okay, so if something goes wrong while the tenant's in there, do you handle things like that? Like if they break something or?
Yes, but I hate it.
Okay,
I'm going,
of a service, you don't like that? Okay.
I don't. You know, because the liability, I have to be careful who I send in there, and then we've got to worry about
timing, anybody home.
Yeah. Right, and, you know, I send my carpet cleaning guys in. I literally had this happen. A couple of carpet cleaning guys were in an apartment, and the wife didn't communicate with her husband what was going on, and he came home early, and there's a 6'2", beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed man in his den, and it was almost a situation, you know.
Oh.
So it gets complicated.
Right. Okay, so we're uninhabited.
Uninhabited.
Uninhabited. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And so, and you're the only owner, or is it a partnership?
I am.
You are. Okay.
No, it's a sole proprietor LLC.
Okay. And so now for this position that, one last question. This is important. So if the 70634 is home base for you, because again, the reason we're calling today is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for the category. Mm-hmm. So we're calling through the area. If we were to program you in to appear there, they block out the area for you. So if the 70634, that's home base, but how far are you typically traveling or sending them for the work?
The majority of our work is done about an hour south of 70634 and 70601, 70605, Lake Charles, Louisiana area.
Okay.
Most of our apartment complexes are in that area. But we do service up to Leesville, which is about 30 minutes north of us, and over to Alexandria as well.
Okay. Lake Charles,
Leesville, and Alexandria.
There it is. Okay. In Alexandria. Okay. And so while we were talking, I was grabbing my, messaging my regional manager for the area, Nadine, to let her know about the specific keywords and how we can target those, laser target, as you said. And what I'll also do, so for these listings, they're month to month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And, based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You meet all of the criteria that we require. So what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today and then get the details about the keywords. And so if we could get you up there and target those specific services in your service area and do that for you at a reasonable rate, you see value in that, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think what I would like to do is utilize your services for an area that we have not been marketing to very well or at all, and that is the Airbnb, kind of bed and breakfast sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Because Airbnb, instead of them renting to someone for years, they rent to someone for weeks.
Weeks.
So,
you need to clean out. Yes. Okay. My brother-in-law does that. More often. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, the frequency would be greatly increased.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Let me bring her over here. Hang on just a moment.
Hello, Scott.